State regulators put Constantine's wastewater management plan under review in 2019, pending more research into the surface and groundwater of the Palmer Project site, located roughly 12 miles upstream of Kluckwan and 35 miles from Haines. Follow-up studies from the company showed that water in the Glacier Creek watershed could be contaminated under the original plan. Constantine CEO Garfield McVeigh says the new design submitted to the state last month would use a chemical additive to remove solids from the water, which would then be discharged underground.
It has basically all the components of the original design with the addition of a water treatment facility that will, and the purpose of the water treatment is specifically really to remove suspended solids from the discharge water.
Environmental groups and residents had raised alarm that the proposed copper-silver-zinc mining project would jeopardize precious Chilkat Valley salmon runs by heavy metals and runoff leaching into surface water and nearby streams. In particular, they're worried about the possibility of unearthing potentially acid-generating rock in the exploration process, which is hazardous to water and wildlife.
Massive sulfide mines always pollute downstream waters, and they can do so for thousands of years.
Jessica Plakta is the executive director of Lynn Canal Conservation and says that's the point of no return.
And that's because of a chemical reaction that begins as soon as that buried rock is mined and crushed. The sulfides in the ore react with air and water and produce sulfuric acid, which leaches toxic heavy metals from the crushed rock into the water. Those toxic heavy metals get carried downstream and contaminate everything in their path.
She says no amount of polluting materials released is acceptable. And she says the Palmer Project's location is especially risky with the potential for earthquakes, avalanches, and inclement weather. She argued there is no safe way to avoid environmental impacts, and the permit should be denied. She objects to the company's plan to hold contaminants removed from wastewater in above-ground containers.
Giant bags of toxic sludge would be sitting upstream of our communities, waiting for an avalanche or landslide or earthquake or heavy rains or just a simple human error to end up in the river.
Constantine CEO McVeigh says the project includes extensive ground and surface water monitoring, and any hazardous runoff is not allowed under the state permit. The company's engineers say they don't expect to encounter the kind of acid-generating rock Plakta describes. In its permit application, the company says it would report, contain, and stockpile the rock and plan to bury it underground permanently after the mine is closed. Two sediment ponds would be used for overflow and storage. Water would then be discharged from a series of pipes and allowed to seep slowly into the ground, much like a septic system. McVeigh says he is confident in rock core sampling and water sampling, so far indicating the risk of hazardous materials is low.
If the discharge water has any impact, then we can measure that impact from these monitoring wells, you know, as the water moves through the ground. So we've got lots of different controls on establishing any potential impact of what we see as actually quite clean discharge water.
The wastewater permit is required for the next stage of the mining exploration project. Constantine says it plans to tunnel about 1.25 miles under the Saxaya Glacier and into the mountain. Excavation would begin next year in 2023 and provide access to the main mineral deposits of copper, zinc, gold, and silver. Jean McCabe is the program manager with the DEC's Wastewater Discharge Authorization Program, tasked with regulating mining discharge.
But the source of the wastewater is essentially groundwater that they are going to intercept as they dig the tunnel through to do the exploration part of their project. So they'll be intercepting some groundwater that collects in the tunnel, and then it's pumped out, treated, and then discharged into their proposed discharge system.
His office is now analyzing the design to ensure pollutants would stay below legal limits.
Well, the only real additional pollutant that we'd be concerned about is trace amounts of nitrates from any explosives that are used in the development of the tunnel. Other than that, we're just looking at the typical pollutants that would come up in groundwater and anything that might be added in the tailings disposal areas, if that is applicable.
According to the permit, those pollutants could include a range of materials, including lead, arsenic, and mercury, that are known to be hazardous. The permit is now under review by DEC engineers. Environmental groups also criticized DEC for failing to hold a public process on the updated wastewater treatment design. McCabe told KHNS via email that the state isn't going to hold a public comment period for the new plan because the permit was already approved in 2019. He says there is no specific timeline on the permit process. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.